Okay, everyone. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
I'm CG Erickson. How y'all doing?
And today we have two amazing guests. Akash Singh is here.
Yeah.
And Alex Anderson is here doing the snaps. I'm excited for you guys all to be on together. I was trying to explain to CG what lantern life was like. So the lantern was not a comedy club formed out of a bar. It was like in the basement. It's actually a really cool setup, but it's not a typical comedy club. And we would have these shows designated to us by the owner of the lantern. And then we would often bark.
They put it in the basement because they wanted you to be closer to hell. It felt more authentic that way.
I recently showed my brother the clip of you going after that, went viral. And I go, and then he's like, oh, so this was like a typical, I'm like, this is actually probably more of a good night.
Yeah, it was like, a fun night. Normally, he's me yelling at someone with no audience.
He didn't see that clip. Explain that clip that went viral, Akash.
So I was trying to tape a set for to get a college agent or something that seemed such a big deal at the time, but now you look back and it's so insignificant. And I randomly had a flip camera. Agent. Yeah, college agent.
I would kill for a college agent.
Me too.
No, you don't want a college agent. Morons, a bunch of 18-year-olds who think there's 400 genders. Get out of here. So I got to do a clean set, and I borrow my friend's flip cam. I don't know if you remember. It was one of the stupidest inventions ever. We thought it was a good camera. And I have it on a tripod. And the Village Lantern, like Kate was saying, you had to get people in off the street. Alex was great at it. I was not. But you would get people in off the street and be like, hey, free comedy show, come downstairs. That's how you got the whole show. Whole audience. So Richie Redding said it well to you and me one time. He said the sheer game theory of getting two good shows in a row based on the clientele that passes by that street, which is Bleecker Street, NYU, or just drunk frat morons, or just drunk idiots in general. You're in college and you don't know anything, or you're too old to be there, you're out of college, but you're still drunk and on Bleecker Street. You're just getting garbage audiences a lot. So I'm doing a show and I'm trying to work out a joke, and the premise is basically if you're a minority, you're not going to be a history major because history is just us losing the way they teach it, the way it's taught to us. That's the idea, it's taught, poorly or whatever. But this black girl gets offended as soon as I say there's no, if you're a minority, you're not going to major in history. And she's like, that's not true. And then she just starts chiming in, and I'm talking to her kind of friendly at first. And then as she keeps talking, I just get more and more irritated that she just won't stop it. So the whole interaction is 15 minutes, my entire set. But I just get more and more agitated, and she and I are it becomes a heckler clip without the intention of it. My college clip is nowhere to be found ever. That's not a thing that happened. Didn't even exist. And then it's just me just going at this girl. And then I put that online, and I thought it would do very well, but for years it was just kind of doing fine. Got 100,000 views over 4 years. And then all of a sudden it just hit Reddit's front page, and then it exploded. And then it was front page of World Star.
Wait, how many? Does it have millions of views now?
It's got it's got 1.4, 1.5 on YouTube.
Oh,
and then
what?
I don't know how many on World Star. And then I was talking to my homie Dave Merhedge and another friend, Mo Ammer, who's a comic who opens for Chappelle and stuff. And David left, and I was talking to Mo, and he was like, yo, Dave saw your clip. He watches World Star all day, and he watched your clip, and he's like, this is so funny. And then he showed it to a bunch of friends.
No way.
That's cool. And then I was like, that's, and Mo was looking at me kind of confused. And I was like, all right, man, I'll see you later. And then my homie that was with me was like, that's really cool. I was like, what? He was like, Chappelle watched your clip. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's talking about Dave Merhedge. He's not talking about Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's not watching my fucking clip. And then he goes, no, you fucking retard. Dave Chappelle is watching the clip. And so I turn around and I call Mo down the street. I'm like, yo, Mo, which Dave are you talking about? And he lifts his arm. He's like, Chappelle, dude. And then I freak the fuck out. And Chappelle watched my clip twice. Watched it and then like ran it back to show everybody in the hotel, which was just dope.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was the greatest. One of my favorite moments in comedy, and I didn't even know what happened.
Aw.
I thought it was Dave Merhege, who's a friend and very funny, but Chappelle is just like the guy you grew up worshiping.
Yeah. Dave Merhege hated it, actually. He was not a fan.
Okay, that hurts.
Not a fan. Dude, that's amazing.
Real quick question, Akash. Are you fine? Are you married or not? Even Anderson, one of your closest friends, we don't know if you're officially married or not.
We're like Hindu married. We're supposed to get married, and then the pandemic happened. So we had our Hindu ceremony, because that's kind of based on like the calendar and favorable times and all that. And I just wanted to do it also. But my fiance is Sikh. So we have not done the Sikh wedding. We have not done the wedding. We don't even know. It doesn't feel like... It feels weird now. Like, we're going to do it, but I don't know. We're going to just do, like, a small thing. We're going to do it in India. We don't know. It's all very up in the air.
Okay.
He didn't want to get married while Trump was in office.
I can't hear you that great. Come closer.
He didn't want to get married while Trump was in office. That was his protest.
Now, Akash, is it Indian wedding? Like, so you're not actually married?
The whitest question is coming. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm just looking at you. I can just see the sincerity in your eyes, and I'm not mad at it. I just know there's going to be a question like, so what, you guys eat elephants? What's going on?
Never. No.
What's up?
It's just like, you were Indian married, but that's not legit enough? Like, you have to do a few more?
No, we just haven't. We didn't get the license or anything.
Oh, okay.
We had a Hindu wedding ceremony for my religion. For my fiance's religion, we have not done a ceremony.
So you're married under the religion of God in your belief system.
Yeah. I don't know. Until it's fully, like, all of us, the whole thing, it feels like... I keep saying she's my wife, but I don't know. It's all... Who knows? Pandemic fucked up everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's married.
Like, do you say that she's your wife? Like, if people ask, or
it's mad syllables, and I've been saying it for way too long now. For wife, it's just convenient. It's just bang, wife, in and out.
Boom.
You know what I mean? I'm done. I'm tired.
Great. I support that. Nice.
Appreciate it. Honestly, if you're a man, if you're not cheating on your girl, you're married. Like, let's be honest about what that is. You know what I mean? It's all the same.
Yeah.
You've been dating 2 weeks and you're faithful. That's your wife.
I'm never, I don't like thinking about that, but yeah.
Okay, what are you doing? You just need to get out a little bit easier. It ain't that easy.
No.
It's a lot of to do to break up with somebody if you're faithful.
Oh, yeah.
No, please continue on, Akash. I would love to hear you say more about this.
It is. It just is. Breaking up with somebody is a lot of to do.
It's a hassle. It's a life role. Yeah,
it's a lot of emotions. It's to do. You're to doing a lot. Mm. So you married. If you're faithful, you married.
I never heard it put that way.
Over the Skype right now.
Dude, it lights up the same areas of the brain as like withdrawing from crack cocaine, a breakup.
Believe it.
It lights up the same. You have the same withdrawal symptoms.
And if you're a crackhead, you married to crack. It's all the same. So she did all marriage at the end of the day.
She's a cruel mistress.
Was crack or marriage?
Both.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Crack is the
okay. Well, I was also asking you that because the first time Akash ever came on the podcast, we talked about how you were waiting till marriage to have sex, and you did. You did it. Really.
I know. I pulled it off. Well, I waited till the girl that I married. So I got it. Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, but hold on. Like, I feel like he has to say that now if he didn't wait. Because if he was saying that he waited before, and then something happened,
I have to lie.
You'd still have to say, I believe you, Akash. I fully
trust
believe you. I just thought
he waited. I'll vouch.
Yeah, it's true. He knows. He knows.
You care to elaborate?
Say that again?
I said, do you care to elaborate, Anderson?
I was actually saying that to Akash.
I said, if you saw our old apartment, I could never bring a girl back there. I had a mattress on the floor, mad mice everywhere. Anderson did it, but he's an animal. Pretty impressive that he could pull it.
I don't know about all the time. I don't know if we would say all the time.
I mean, it was crazy. He would just have like a girl in his bed with fucking chicken bones on the floor. None of it made sense. It all happened. Cat really did it. Your perfect life.
Like, that's impressive.
You might look back at that Brooklyn apartment, Alex, as if it was some kind of mark on your record, but I look back on it now and I'm like, man, this motherfucker had a dream life. Ain't no rent. He just had chicken bones wherever he wanted. And still got pussy, like, all the time. It was crazy. Like, what? That's a shitty memory, that place, for you. I mean, for me, I was poor and pussyless. It was awful. You had family close by, you know what I mean?
Those were the golden years. Right?
Yeah, man, you were living. I would just eat fucking chicken in his room, and I'd just be there, right on barbecue sauce on a green plate. That goddamn green plate, that fluorescent green plate you always ate off of.
Just feeding each other chicken bones. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I thought you were just saying chicken bones is like, that was to illustrate how dirty the room was. Like, there was chicken bones everywhere, but it was
a vivid memory.
It was a real thing.
So,
it's still
a flashbulb memory, whatever you call it.
Akash loves to bring up that I did have a few plates of chicken bones, but I was actually being a good dinner. Because what my cousin used to do was just put dirty dishes in the sink and then leave them there.
Yeah.
And so I would wait until I was ready to do dishes, and you know, it might be a couple things. And yeah, I mean, look, not the best way to live.
No, but here's the thing: you still got hoes, Anderson. So you won. That's what I don't think you. When you look back, you got to look back on that. Like, man, I fucking did it.
I really you're winning
on blast today.
I know, but. I mean, yeah, I'm really giving you a gift that you don't know in perspective. The fucking, that was, man, what a great time that was for you.
got to live with family.
Yeah, to live with family, and you weren't drinking, so you remember everything. You remember every conquest. I think it was a great time for you.
That sounds horrible. I would hate to remember every conquest. That sounds kind of scary to me. Like, it's too fresh. It's too clear. You need a little something to dull it. The girls who are coming home with a mattress on the floor. Yeah, I would need a little something to dull the, you know.
Anderson's mattress wasn't on the floor. He had a box spring, this rich fuck.
Oh, shit.
That was a king, man.
I had that man with van money.
No, it's true. Anderson had a moving service. He was a man with a van. And then and then the van got towed because he got so many tickets. He didn't pay him.
That was it. They took away my business.
Yeah, that was the end of the business.
He just gave it up after that?
I would get calls. I'd be like, sorry, I don't have a van. Like, that's your business. Your man with van. I'd be like, yeah, I'm now man with no van. It was not a good business.
I can walk your shit somewhere if you want.
That was it. It was a former mitzvah tank, that van.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Do you remember all the
that's
writing
right.
and everything? Yeah,
that's
it had
right.
writing on the sides and like it was a crazy van. I drove it to Vermont and no joke, the border patrol surrounded it. thinking, because all of a sudden in, on the border, there's just this band with Hebrew writing on the side. They were just like, what the fuck?
And you were like, no, that's my storefront, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, that's my job. That's my job.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, what is a mitzvah van? Is that, do they have like bar mitzvahs in the van?
It's more around like, there's one part of the year where they go around and they do mitzvahs and they like blare loud music and they, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to describe, I don't know. I know only a surface level explanation, but yeah, right. That's basically it. I see them around New York. I see other mitzvah tanks. That's what they call them, is a mitzvah tank. And yeah. Akash, actually, the one time I asked him to drive it, he parked it in front of a fire hydrant. No joke, I literally had to pay that like 2.5 years ago. They finally tracked me down. I had all, they somehow combined every plate I ever had in New York City.
How much was the bill?
Oh, dude, the total bill?
Yeah.
The total bill? Oh, thousands. Oh, yeah. And because they had all like the mitzvah, I had other cars, and they just got every plate under one. Mm. And they're like, "Yeah, yep." And then, and that was it. And I'm staring at that ticket, and that was the most expensive ticket because it was a fire hydrant.
I'm like, yeah, I honestly didn't even know that was a rule. The problem is, it's an open parking spot.
Yeah, like that's a fucking problem. Like, if you're in front of the fire hydrant, like people die. Like potentially people burn.
Potentially, what's the fire truck got on it? Does it need the hydrant?
Yeah,
a fire truck can't shoot his hose without a hydrant. That's a design flaw on the fire department. Don't put that on us. Man, the fire trucks for damn near a century now. You can't figure out a way to have a tank in there. What's the truck so big for? You got a big.
Yeah, maybe they do, dude. I'm not actually sure. Now that you bring it up, maybe they fucking do.
I think that's
a solid point.
Typical government over.
You do look very Capitol Hill from the neck up, Anderson. You got a.
I'm taking that in with the green hat.
Yeah, it all works. The t-shirt that probably hadn't been changed in God knows how long. Not changed, but you had it for years.
I've had it for years. Yeah. This is correct.
Okay.
We know each other, Akash.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a hole somewhere above the left nipple.
No, but
oh shit!
Next to the right nipple. My bad.
Okay.
Hey, before we move off the apartment, though,
can you get a little louder by any chance, Anderson? Not to be a pain.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Actually,
yeah. Okay, great. Sorry. Before we move off the apartment, though, Akash, can we establish that I'm perhaps the greatest wingman of all time?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Okay.
That's a fact, yeah.
Well, a good wingman takes some hits, though. They have to take some hits. Is that what you're saying?
No, he would not do that.
Not when you're the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking Sullenberg of wingmen. He'll land that bitch in the Hudson with no casualties. It was a drop-off service. It was just like, hey, is that your bed? Drop-off. Here we go. I'm going to sleep. Good night.
Nice. That's a good friend.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
For real. For real. And there's even more. It's like, and not even just the, you know.
Motivational speeches. The whole thing. He was like a coach. He'd yell at you if you didn't move fast. If you weren't aggressive enough. You know what I mean?
He's like, what the fuck was that?
You gonna win? Or are you playing to lose right now?
So funny.
I mean, no, that's dope. Like a roommate, I think you're a great roommate if you just like drop all KFC by the side of my bed. Like that's a fantastic roommate. But if you're dropping girls at the side of my bed, that's like that's top tier.
Greatest of all time.
Goat. That's fucking amazing.
Alex Anderson, the GOAT.
I appreciate the acknowledgement, man. I appreciate the
not even a contest. I can never take that away from you. I can never take that away from you. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Something. I got to bring up the negative of it, and maybe I'm wrong, Anderson, and you can correct me if I am. I feel like a part of it was torture because he knew you weren't going to have sex.
Oh, so
part of it.
I wasn't torturing. No.
No.
No. You're right. I believe him. It was pure-hearted.
Oh, okay. Because he
pure-hearted.
I didn't know. I'm trying to drop off a dime.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
I know.
Time, please. It's at the mall with a limited budget. You can't really have fun, but spend some time, do some exploring.
You can window shop.
Yeah.
Well, CG was trying to wait till marriage to have sex for a while, and then we've already talked about this.
Not
like
that face, buddy.
Oh,
be all over you.
the summer of 99, he was a lifeguard, refusing to have sex, and the older lifeguards convinced him he had to just eat out a ton of vagina. And that summer, he thought that was the cool thing to do. We don't have to go too much into it, Siege, but it's the grossest yet funniest thing I've ever heard. But also,
I'm so disappointed I can't see his face right now.
Anderson, switch to the other thing. I don't know.
I mean, okay. Should I press a button? Will that help?
Oh, no.
I can see everything, but I feel like I'll fuck my whole thing up if I press a button.
I can see the three of you.
I don't want to chance it.
Yeah.
Now I can't see him.
Alex, just know that he's the most earnest-looking man you'll ever see in your life. My man looks mad. Just earnest, yo. Not like go to camp earnest. I mean earnest, like sincere. And like a good, warm, just human being smiling and shit. White guy.
Not Ernest comes to the fucking circus.
Back.
That's a fire ass summer, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's what I was gonna ask. Like, Akash, did you have rules? Like, were you allowed to do certain stuff?
The loopholes. That wasn't for me.
Okay.
No loopholes. No real fun ever. Shit is dedication and devotion. If you haven't,
dude, you're the man.
You're not about God.
That's true.
Yeah.
If it's
not at all.
Blasphemous, probably.
Yeah.
Believe me, listen, the having fun is not actually fun.
Yeah, it's grimy and filthy and at times, and I don't know. You gotta.
Guys, you're all virgins. Shut up. Okay. Next topic is actually, am I allowed to move on now, Anderson? Now that you asked, you're the world's best wingman? Okay.
Yes.
CG, this is to bring up, you're going to bring it up better. The Kellogg dude and how he, so fun fact, you have the full name, CG, but the guy who invented cornflakes.
Yeah, to stop kids from jerking off.
Yes.
They knew already. They knew already.
Peter.
It's John Harvey Kellogg. In 1894, he worked at a sanitarium. I guess this is the guy who invented all Kellogg cereals, possibly, before he passed in like 1905. But 1894, he was a Seventh-day Adventist. He worked at a sanitarium. And they believed the root of all evil was like spicy foods and stuff like that. So they made cornflakes to stop the disgusting behavior of the mental patients. And I just wondered if anyone ever heard of that before, but obviously everyone's heard of it because Akash said it's called a computer.
You know what's interesting? Now that I think about it, the most emotional people typically eat spicy food. Latinas, Indians. Italians don't really eat spice, but they eat spicier than the rest of white people, and they're the most emotional white people.
Puerto Ricans, if I can say that, I don't know if I can actually say
that. You can say the word Puerto Rican. Yes, absolutely. You're allowed to talk about a group of people from a place. You're allowed to use that name.
But no, now that you mention that, yeah, they are pretty spicy. People who eat spicy foods are pretty, you know, pretty excitable.
Something.
So, but I mean, I feel like the
eat
other
chicken. No salt, no pepper, no seasoning whatsoever. Just drop it in water, let it boil, eat it. Guys, the most...
used to.
And the guy's an assassin. Drop a girl off, say nothing. You know what I mean?
Well, is that like a way to get ripped? Like, no preservatives, no salt, no pepper? Like, you're getting ripped? That's... It's not?
I mean, it's healthy, but it's not why he did it.
Oh, all right.
Why
was he ripped? No, was he super ripped from it?
At the time, I was relatively ripped. but I don't know if I'd say I was super ripped. That wasn't the goal. I just was, I wasn't much. Listen, that's how I was raised, you know.
And I bet he grew up in a house with not that much yelling.
Good call.
Yeah, but there's probably a lot of suppression in that household. So,
look, Irish people just aren't known for spices. You know, it's
that's true.
It's, listen, that would be too much joy. You know, this is life is a death march.
Yeah, maybe that's why we have to drink so much. Maybe that's a part of it. You know, there's nothing fun in the diet. The clothes they wear over there, it's terrible. Actually, I'm thinking about, like, Braveheart. I don't actually know what they wear today.
That's Scotland, bro.
It's close, though, right?
Between Scotland and Ireland.
There's a difference.
Historian, Akash?
I mean, yeah, they're just different countries.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's all the same people in Scotland and Ireland.
I still don't think it's free. I guess Scotland's not either, but they didn't even try to fight. Alex, did y'all try to fight for freedom?
Yeah, but you know who really fucked us? It was the Vikings, man. The Vikings. They came over.
Pillaged?
Oh, they pillaged.
I watched that show, Last Kingdom. Last Kingdom I'm watching, and that's all about how the Vikings were fucking everything up. Yeah. But no, they were fucking it up for the English in that show. I get it all mixed up, man. I just know Braveheart. And then the clothes all the women wore in Braveheart were not very enticing. And in The Last Kingdom, too. Medieval clothes were not hot.
Game of Thrones clothes?
Cool.
That's like a different world.
Oh, it is?
It's like a whole different world, like with magic and White Walkers.
Yeah, it's a fictitious
world. It's not America. It's not like the world, the real world. Medieval times. You can't just go to like the Lord of the Rings outfits and they were cool. Like you can't. It's not the same world, Kate. It's a made up fantasy.
It's based on real shit.
No, it's really not. There's dragons.
Game of Thrones. No. Very Viking. How dare you?
No, there's dragons. There's no horns on anybody's helmet.
They have like swords, but that's like that's the only thing. There's like swords and castles.
All right, anyway, this all started because I don't really know the difference between Irish and Scottish, and clearly CG doesn't, but Akash does. So what's the difference in the culture between the Scottish and the Irish, then?
The Scottish will headbutt you, and the Irish
will. That's a good point.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Go. Yeah, they're fucking wild.
By the way, is a pretty big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And besides that, Jason, you're Irish?
I am. I did one of those DNA tests, and I knew I had Irish blood in me, but it's like, it was something, it was crazy, like 91% or something. 88%. It was some crazy amount. I was like, all right. Yeah.
What else did you think you were?
I thought, I don't know. I thought I had a mix. I always get asked when the people are doing mitzvahs, are you Jewish? And so I thought maybe I might have been a little Jewish, but no.
Do you live in Crown Heights?
I do. Yeah.
That's why you said I always get asked when there's mitzvahs. I was like, who the fuck always get who's about a mitzvah tank?
Even if I'm not in Crown Heights. Even if I'm not in Crown Heights, I'm just walking around the city. Someone will be like, are you Jewish? And I'm like, no.
That shit is scary.
Now, my question is, like, how do they get your do you, like, jizz in a cup and you mail it to them?
What do you think the world is?
CJ knows the answer to that. Here, well, don't
take your
answer. You don't jizz in a cup. You already know this.
I thought, like, maybe you wipe feces on a napkin and you mail it to them, or, like,
no, suck someone's dick, I don't know exactly. And then you spit that into the
But that would give you their DNA, though. You want your own.
I got mine checked twice. I was like, are you sure?
I just, whenever I think DNA, I'm thinking semen. That's just me. That's just what pops into my head.
I think swab your cheek.
I had to spit in, like, a lot of spit.
A lot of spit? Like, yeah. a cup full of spit?
It was a vial.
Ew, okay.
Yeah.
A vial. Hey, okay, Akash, okay.
Have you done Ancestry.com or
Gene? I don't believe that shit.
No, I don't either.
Like, they just throw things together. They're just like, oh, I hear this and this and this. They're just, it's like they're making different stews. They're like in the army and they're just throwing ingredients in.
Yo, see, that's why everybody in the commercial is so surprised.
Yeah.
They just make half that shit up. You know what you are.
He doesn't want to find out he's 70% British.
Oh, I'm definitely mixed. You're more Irish than I am Indian, for sure. For sure. Yeah. They're also going to throw in, like, fucking Kenyan or something random.
Oh, yeah.
Or some random shit. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
There was some random shit. You know what I found out, though, was what's the not human, like
chimpanzee DNA?
No, there's something else. I gotta look it up. There, I had some DNA that was like the other type of,
like, it's alien.
No, like, not Cro-Magnon. What the hell is it?
Caveman DNA.
Yeah, there was like something that Neanderthal. I had some Neanderthal.
Nah, I see that actually.
It made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense.
Which brings us back to the chicken bones in the room.
Wait, they have that? Yeah. It really says that shit on the results?
Oh yeah.
Wow. Caveman DNA. That's so dope, dude. I'm doing it. I thought I wasn't doing it, but now I'm doing it. I just want to see what happens. That's fucking legit.
How much is it to send in to Ancestry?
I didn't do Ancestry. I did, and it was a gift. It was some, I don't remember. I forget the name of the company I used, and I don't know the cost.
It was a gift from somebody thinking about
it. Was a gift!
Somebody had ideas. It was a woman that gave you that gift, right?
No.
Wait, is that what it was? A girl?
I guarantee it was a woman.
What?
No man is gifting fucking DNA tests. Hey, I saw the commercial and I thought of you. Fuck out of here.
No, bro, don't you want to know what you want?
Yeah, I'll unsubscribe from that text so fast. Come on. It's definitely a woman, and she's definitely thinking about marrying this fucking guy.
So what was the other 12%, Anderson? What was the other stuff? Anything crazy?
It was the mixture of Neanderthal and Italian and, the typical.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
The huge.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a sprinkle of German.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
I want to know. I kind of want Akash to send it in now. I'm so curious what it would say. Like the random. I've never done it.
I do too. I want to know if there's like, if you could be, is there different kind of India? I don't know that kind of stuff.
I think they would just say India, but yeah, I'm sure. Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of different shit with me.
You might be surprised at how specific they get.
Really?
I mean, I know when I got Neanderthal.
I feel like you could get like a handicap card because like if you're part Neanderthal and like you show up get discounts at Denny's and shit like that. Like that's a legit reason I would think like to get, you know, to get a card or to get like some government help. I'm not saying you, Anderson, you're a very intelligent man, but I'm saying it's a reason to get some government help or some assistance.
Well, I mean, I still think you should get special treatment, but, like, you should just not fuck with someone who's got Neanderthal in there. Like, they'll, you know, they get away with punching you in the face because they have Neanderthal. They can't help it.
At the very least, I should have gotten some extra time on the SATs.
That's a good point.
You should at least, you I'm should at least get quality. Hours.
I'm a fucking Neanderthal. You want to color within the circle? I'm a Neanderthal.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that's amazing. You should at least get prescribed Adderall.
Yeah, oh.
Adderall card for the doctor.
You. Listen, Neanderthal rights. That's what Biden's going to, the Biden years, man. Also coming for our rights.
I so hope I get that when I do Ancestry. I so hope I get, I'm going to start a whole movement with you, bro. That shit's great.
First figure, I'm going to see how much it costs. Like, is this shit $100? Do you know what I mean? Like, what does this cost?
Like, $130.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm
pretty sure
just
they get
like,
all your information, though. It's like a, there's like a data play with it also.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I immediately got arrested for stuff I did in junior high. It was horrible. No.
That's probably how you got those tickets, dude.
Oh, they were like, I immediately get $200 in tickets. I'm like, oh, 3,000 of it was because of the fire hydrant.
Just add it to the million I cost you on your real estate option.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that hurts.
Oh.
Okay.
By the way, it was $1 million in a year. I haven't even checked the price since. If I had, you know, we'll see what, I don't even know what it would be now.
Yeah. I want to know. I really love it. And I'm going to be so happy the higher it gets. I feel like I talked you out of Bitcoin when it was like $2, and I'm thrilled. Thrilled about it. I feel so happy.
Yo. The realtor who knew my two options was shocked. He's like, wait, you're choosing that one? I'm like, yeah, my friend Akash. He's really doesn't think the bigger one's a good idea.
Which I vividly remember being like, why are you going to spend that much? And you didn't say like, it's a much better opportunity. This is going to grow. You were just like, it's a better place. That's all you said. So I was like, if it's nicer, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
But if you were like, neighborhood is going to gentrify immediately, that's a different conversation. You understand that, right? I still don't feel bad because you made me live with your piece of shit cousin who was probably not listening to this because he's not paying his cell phone bill like the fucking loser he is. But if you had told me this neighborhood versus that neighborhood, this is going to blow up, I'd be like, oh, that makes sense. You just didn't draw numbers. And this is nicer built like apartments. I was like, who gives a fuck? Grow up. You got chicken balls all over the place.
Yeah, no, you're right. I didn't pitch you properly. You're correct.
There are so many makeup brands to choose from, but I have to say I'm completely loving Thrive Cosmetics right now. They offer high performance products that are both vegan and cruelty free. Thrive Cosmetics products are made with high quality, skin loving ingredients.
Their clinically proven products are formulated without parabens, sulfates, and phthalates. Thrive Cosmetics' best-selling liquid lash extensions mascara is so popular that one is sold every 5 seconds. I've used it and my eyelashes looked a lot thicker with it on. The Bright Balance 3-in-1 cleanser removed my makeup so efficiently. And the Brilliant Eye Brightener also goes on super smoothly and lasts all day. Thrive Cosmetics never tests on animals and has been Leaping Bunny and PETA certified as completely vegan and cruelty-free. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics helps women in need thrive by donating funds and products. Start thriving and help women in need today by going to thrivecosmetics.com/invasion for 15% off your first purchase. That's Thrive, C-A-U-S-E, medics.com/invasion for 15% off.
I was going off limited data.
So I asked Anderson earlier today, I said, what's fans only? And he said, it's only fans.
It's always, you're such a mom. Hey, Shane, I'm getting a lot of charges for fans only. What is this? Hundreds of dollars a month are going to fans only. Bella Thorne, I see you tried to get a refund on that one. What's going on here? Man.
Why are you putting Shane on blast, bro?
My bad.
I thought you looked out for Shane, Akka.
No, we keep him off OnlyFans.
Hold on. Well, Akka.
So how does OnlyFans?
Before we get to there, I just want to say another shout out to Akash. He was the one person that was like, maybe you should keep your son out of comedy clubs.
I didn't say maybe, though. I was like, get this kid the fuck out of here, man. What are you doing? This is the worst environment on the fucking, at least in the country, if not on the show. It's an awful place to bring a child. Don't put
Anderson never felt a problem with it. But he's got Neanderthal in him. So.
Yeah, I know comics too well, man. They're monsters. Keep your sweet little boy away from these fucking degenerates everywhere.
It really is maybe the worst environment in.
You know how Richard Pryor grew up in a whorehouse? That's healthier than growing up in comedy clubs.
I think that you guys. I'm on stage. You always watched Shane for me when I went on stage.
Of course.
This poor child. Somebody has to watch him.
Yeah. There's not a lot of comics like me. You know what I mean? Sleeping on mattress, being chest. I was chest as a comic. Not a lot of chest comics.
No.
Comics are trying to be nice to you a lot of times.
He was like, who's this poor child backstage? Oh my God.
No, I didn't think he was neglected. I just think comics are monsters, and you got to keep them fucking violent.
Comics are monsters?
Yeah. Terrible human beings. Truly, just bad people.
Dude, the worst.
Dude. They're like, if war criminals had no charisma, that's a comic at open mic.
Dude. You know how they're always like, if only Hitler had become a painter?
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's like, thank God these comedy clubs exist.
It's a public service. It really is.
Shane may be getting into comedy now that he's in high school. I made him kind of quit.
Not as bad, but you can't have a kid. High school, you make his own decisions a little bit. Keep an eye on him. College, whatever.
Well, yeah. I eventually...
Didn't he get a girl pregnant when he was like 12?
Shut up, CJ.
No, just kidding.
I was going to be like, whoa.
Like Shane.
No, just kidding. He's a great kid.
Shane's an angel. But I just wanted to shout out Akash. Anderson was always great with Shane too. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But Akash was very protective and really had a speaking with me. Like, he really was like, this is a toxic fucking place. Keep your kid out of here. And I was like, and Shane was on Akash's lap. I remember looking at me like, ding. I was like, okay, I'm going to stop taking him as much. So,
well, I'm glad.
But the comics that Shane bonded with are the nice ones. Like you guys, Matt Richards and him became like close. Like Matt Richards is a good dude who cares about it. Like there were certain people that really bonded with Shane that I'd only go to a club. Like Robin Shaw would watch Shane. Emma would look after Shane. You know, like,
yeah,
I wasn't leaving him with just like some random angry open micer.
Just the entire environment.
Yeah.
Is there like a host that you can leave it with? Like a host at the front desk?
No.
Front desk.
That's who stepped up all the time?
Kind of. What'd you say? What, Anderson?
I just remember Shane and Colin Kane constant.
Oh, man. I've never met Colin Kane.
Crazy. You know what's crazy is he was such a big deal when we started, and zero people listening to this podcast know who Colin Kane is. Zero. They're going to be like, who?
What's
that guy was the fucking king when we came to the Lantern.
He was.
Yeah.
Does he have a podcast, Colin
Kane? Who knows?
I don't know. I always like Colin. I hope he's doing well. I got no idea what he's up to.
A random shout out to Colin Kane.
I hope he has a very successful podcast. Never heard of
him. Anyway, the topic I was going to get into was OnlyFans. I'm confused exactly as to
what Patreon is?
Yes.
It's Patreon for whores.
But that's
do you just fill yourself up and they pay you for it?
Whatever you want, bro. If you're a whore, if you're a sex worker, Patreon might not let you do it, but OnlyFans will.
You don't have to be a sex worker. My favorite Minecraft player is on OnlyFans.
No, apparently it's actually like better than Patreon, but much like porn in the internet, they got there first. The whores got there first.
No,
whores are honestly technologically so advanced, we have no idea.
Dude, I saw a girl, she was on Logan Paul's podcast.
Yeah.
She's making over a million a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be joining OnlyFans. This is my announcement.
Yeah. Yeah.
I may not be doing sexual things. I might just send you a fun, funny picture.
Well, that seems worth a subscription.
A fun pick or two. Sounds great.
They pay and I'm like, I send a picture like this.
Just a couple thumbs ups.
There's
probably some weird dudes into thumbs you could probably do well
with. 100%.
Yo, if you want to become a foot person.
Foot.
Feet people, like, you know, you don't have to show your face, just feet.
You know? Nah, I'm a big foot guy, and I know I don't go so far as to subscribe, but I definitely look at toes immediately, and my girl wanted to do it, and I was like, no, you cannot. No, No, these are sick people. Trust me, I know.
You're a foot guy?
Oh, yeah, I'm a foot guy. Yeah, I didn't feel comfortable talking about it until I realized there's so many foot guys.
There's a lot of
foot guys.
I've never met a single one.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if I would have asked my fiance out if her second toe was longer than her first when we first met. When I saw she had descending toes for an Indian girl, that's like a fucking, she had an ass and she was smart. I was like, I have to marry this girl. It's like a wife, yo. Descending toe length and a Goldman Sachs internship? What am I going to do? And a motherfucking tumpera? Oh my God.
Yo.
I had to do it, yo.
I didn't even know descending toes was like a thing. I didn't know there was a name for it. Do you got to be a foot guy to know the name, or did a lot of people know that?
No, that's just
the word. I got a longer middle toe.
My feet are terrible too. Maybe that's why I'm a foot guy. But yeah, longer middle toe. Come on, I'm not doing it. That's not for me.
I feel like it makes you manly. Like have a longer middle.
Yeah. That's not what I'm looking for in a girl.
Oh, all right. I actually had a girlfriend who had a hammer toe. On both, the pinkies turned in like she was smoking.
Why? Because
hot.
You're eating her pussy so good that she turned caved in.
They turned in. No, I was no good at eating pussy, even though I did it all the time. No, the toes were turned in. That was like the only thing from head to toe she was smoking. Well, no, I can't say head to toe because
I wouldn't use head to toe.
Yeah. From head to ankle.
From head to like right. Above the fucking toes.
Head to heel, yeah.
And then, but she put on like sandals one day, and I was like, what the fuck are those?
Yeah.
And she almost started to cry.
Yeah.
No, what's that? That's mean. You can't say something like that to someone. That's hurtful. If you can think it, and you can then break up with them.
He was surprised. That's all. Look at this guy. Mad Ernest. He wouldn't do it intentionally to his body. He's just like, how did that happen to your fucking feet? It's repulsive.
Ah, Kyle gets me. See, Kate?
I can tell your earnestness. Good. Yo, you're sitting in a fucking janitor's closet doing a podcast right now. Clearly, you're an earnest guy. His literally the sign behind him doesn't even say office. It says he just likes the show, and he bought the thing from the end credits and put that on his fucking door of his dilapidated barren apartment. And you see that sign back there? Oh, Anderson, you can't see him.
I can't.
Yeah, normally, if it's an office, it says office. He's actually from the end credits of The Office. You know, that's The Office on the sign?
Yeah.
That's on his door. It's just a white door with a temporary behind a smoker and literally no furniture.
Oh,
he's in it.
Oh, my God. No.
You take that one. No. I'll just let him make fun of you.
I'm going to get a green screen or something, man. That's what I'm getting.
That looks like the green screen background.
Yeah, I remember thinking you were sitting in front of a green screen when I could see you.
See, I think start podcasting in your room, not in the basement.
Like, I love the basement. So I love that sign that says the office on that door and that little office window thing. I fucking love it, dude. Akash could tell how earnest I was because of that.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah, and it's your smile. Your smile mad earnest. Shit is so earnest, dude. I'm telling you, shit is so right, Kate. That's why you guys vibe. He's mad earnest. Fucking unbelievable how earnest you are, man. I can just tell. I trust you. I trust you completely. He's a good man. Like math or anything, but like in terms of just being a good person, earnest.
He's brilliant at math, you dick.
No chance.
No, dude. 800 math SATs, dude.
Get the fuck out of here.
Can't lie to you, yeah.
Oh, my God. What do you do for a living?
I'm a handyman.
Not something that pays well.
I'm a handyman at the moment, and it doesn't pay great. I'm not going to lie to you.
With the math SATs? What happened in your life?
I went to college, and then I dropped out of college. But I went to a great college before I dropped
it
out.
It went wrong somewhere. It went left somewhere. Kind of like that bitch.
Yeah.
Well, then that's where comedy comes in, when everything goes, like, wrong. Everything legit goes wrong. You know what I'm saying? And then comedy.
Yeah.
No? Maybe?
And then it gets worse.
Yeah. It always seems like a solution when they say it. Little do they know.
Shut up. Comedy saved my life. Before comedy, I was like an art teacher hating my life.
It saves your life just so it can ruin it. That's where comedy, the cruelest mistake.
Are things really better?
Fuck you!
No, just say it. Like, really?
Dude, you gotta either rip the band-aid off, or you could just slowly pull it off, one hair coming off each time. Each set, just the hair getting yanked off.
So you guys are thinking I shouldn't have an OnlyFans account?
No, do a feed, dude. Fans or something.
I don't want to do a feed.
I say get rich, girl.
Thank you, because I don't have to show nipple or anything. I could just look like
no, you do.
Maxim hot, like, you know, like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be like nasty.
There's a couple of different. You could either do a You can do a subscription, or you can do like sell by the photo.
So. Nah, subscription. Subscription. Okay. I know about a subscription model. That's the move. Don't unsubscribe no matter what. It's crazy.
Well, it was nice while I was poor, but I'm going to go get rich on OnlyFans.
Do it.
Definitely. I'm in.
I know I'll still be in my life.
I'll go with the crowd.
Anderson's going to subscribe first.
I had to be a poker player. Like, no, nah, I don't know. I don't know if you should do OnlyFans. No, it's up to you.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
We'll say. I feel a little bad for Shane there. It's like, you know what I mean? He already has a mom talking about.
People aren't supposed to know you're on it, Kate. You're not supposed to tell the whole podcast you're on it. You're just supposed to shady go on.
I'm not on it right now. I'm just, you know, thinking it over.
Does Shane listen to the podcast?
No.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're golden.
Not listen to this podcast. All right. Well,
you really think he wants to subscribe and see his mom make it?
Ew. That's sick. And
I know.
He wouldn't subscribe.
I know. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not even naked. I wouldn't get naked.
I think it's a slippery slope.
The slippery slope pays, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it pays. Yeah. It pays. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something to think about, you know?
There you go.
Most definitely.
All right. Well,
next time your neighbor is loud.
Don't even get me fucking started. I know. He can probably hear everything I'm fucking saying with the fucking spy thing. But Akash doesn't know this. I call my landlord Stompy McStomperson because he's just loud all the fucking time. We have a shared entrance.
Akash's face on this is...
Works. Only fans is the answer out of this hellhole.
You're such a bitch for calling him Stompy McStomper.
She's so much better. I was disappointed.
That's the worst name ever. Stompy I tried Stompers. To tell her.
Come on, bro.
That's she so whispered Stompy McStomper.
I thought she was going to say a slur.
Yeah. And I'm like, who the fuck? That's supposed to be vicious?
Yeah,
Humpy McStomp. I call him. You and I believe. Oh my god! Listen
that's
to
a Sesame Street character.
He's not like I hate this guy. I'm gonna lean into the camera and whisper. I call him Stompy McStomp. I know. Don't say it out loud. Hate crime, probably. I'll get banned from Twitter. This podcast is gonna get flagged.
Stompy McStomp. She's like, I hate this guy. I never hated anyone.
Sweet burn, but I guess not.
He'd probably subscribe to your OnlyFans.
Yo, true. That's true.
You got $10 a month from the guy.
Yeah, he's literally waiting right now.
Yeah, start her up.
He's on OnlyFans. He's got Kate Wolf typed into the search bar. He's just waiting to hit enter.
Screen name Stompy McStomperson. I think that's a brilliant, funny name. I'm standing by it.
Are you standing by it or stomping by it?
I don't want to get on your bad side.
I'm a scary person.
Thank you. I can tell. Gary McScarison
don't want to cross.
Fucking.
Dude, by the way, not to change gears, but the entire time I can't stop thinking about the fact that Akash is in defeat. Seriously. I feel like it's the end of Usual Suspects where you find out Burble is Kaiser Sose. I'm like, what?
Akash, what? Speaking of Usual Suspects, don't think I don't get turned on when his foot straightens out at the end. That shit. He starts walking all straight.
No wonder you don't need to watch any porn. You're
all over the streets, buddy.
Just going to the beach. Just go there.
Flooded.
Wait, can I ask a question then?
Yeah.
Do you ever do things with her feet in the bedroom, or is that too far?
You don't want to.
You can't ask him about his wife.
Yeah. What don't I do with the feet? Is a real question. No, it's not like Blau level. Like Blau is like really into feet, like weirdly into feet, like really.
Real? I didn't. I think I kind of knew, but I didn't.
He's open about it.
Get there.
Oh, well, I was gonna say this. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me.
Like, yeah. For sure. Yeah. I just notice. You know what I mean? I take note.
So what does that mean? When a dude's super into feet in the way you're saying Blau is, does that mean that, like, they'll get foot jobs and stuff? And Blau?
Yeah. If Blau dated a monkey, he'd be fucking thrilled.
Did they give him foot jobs?
No, because their feet can, like, wrap around
and just let it go to town.
The monkey feet. They're great for
that. To each his own.
I mean, I'm not into feet, but if a girl gives me socks she was wearing all day, oh my gosh, I can't even. I'm kidding. That's just.
And monkey feet has like thumbs on them.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's perfect.
Monkey feet are a wondrous like invention.
I'm not. Stop. I don't want to think about monkey feet around a dick. I hate the thought of bestiality. Oh. It's real. Okay. There are people who do things with animals.
Oh
and
my God. All right, Joe Exotic. We get it.
Yeah. Seriously. Get off Reddit, Kate.
Yeah. Yo. Here comes Carol Baskins with the fucking PSA at the end.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Okay. So,
what else?
I was going to start wrapping it up unless you guys have any topics you want to throw in before we do it.
We got any other topics?
I think we hit a lot of dope topics.
Do you guys have nightmares? Do you guys suffer from nightmares, any of you?
I don't.
How about recurring nightmares? Anybody ever have recurring nightmares?
I do.
Not. This podcast is taking an odd turn. I feel like
we should be on that. Wrap it up.
Wrap it
up. Yeah, I think you wrapped it, Kate. Maybe it did.
Well, I'll end on saying my recurring nightmare, sometimes I get possessed.
Somebody's really loud above you.
Below me. Oh. Okay, and it's a hell.
You're complaining about a below stomper?
Yeah, how can he stomp if he's downstairs?
Dude, you don't understand. And it's like, by my door, I have a sliding door with only a small fishhook lock. It is horrible, and you guys are belittling my experience.
You saw old apartment, right, Kate?
Yeah, you're the old apartment?
Yeah, so don't just come to us with the word horrible. Like that shit means something.
Dude, it was so bad.
I literally didn't show my family. I cannot see how it's not. I'm not going to allow this.
It was the railroad.
Yeah, it was a railroad apartment with a fucking alcoholic in the middle. Unbelievable. Mice everywhere.
It was about like 11 days in. I get a Facebook message from Akash being like, "Hey man, like, I don't know what to say, but I don't think I like your cousin."
I remember doing that.
Dude! Like 11 days in!
Find that man. Screenshot it to me.
Oh, I'll screenshot it, man. I saw it a couple of years. I remember it in my head, and I died. died when I saw it. Because it was so soon. It was so soon in.
That's so funny. I don't understand why I use Facebook.
Dude, I still have videos of the landlord trying to get rent for him.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. Send me those too.
Well, I'm sorry y'all lived in that hell for a little bit, but I would still like to ascend to the next level of my life of
only feeling fans.
Safe in my home. Thanks.
Only fans, your way to the top.
Only fans, my to the top. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. So, Akash, where can people find you?
Twitter and Instagram, Akash Singh, AKASHSINGH. That's my website, too. I got tour dates coming up. I think I'm in Providence, Rhode Island, February 5th, so like next Friday. I have a show I've completely forgotten about. But, yeah, and then I got a couple others after that. But check out the website or the podcast, Flagrant 2. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Anderson?
I'm doing the Maui Taco open mic next Wednesday. I think I've got the third spot.
That's a real open mic. That is a good one.
No, watch the movie Timing, which Kate and Akash are
in
on Prime, or go to alexanderson.tv.
Great movie. Yeah.
Thank you, Akash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Siege, where can they find you?
CG Erickson on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have like 3 followers because I just started them, but I'm dope, folks.
Why do I handle URL the Earnest Comedian? Do it. Just do it. I'm telling you. That's your marketing angle. That's your angle right there.
The Earnest Comedian.
Fucking Earnest.
I'm picturing this like
dude, Kate, screenshot him smiling and just send it to Anna. Yeah, screenshot this right now, Kate. Come on, just do it.
I'm going to have the whole video. I can screenshot the video later.
Oh, there you go. All right.
The video and like select a clip and post that. Oh,
shit. There we go.
People can get all of our beautiful faces.
Oh, that's the funniest shit I ever heard. I fucking love it.
And you're so
funny. Well, Akash was calling Anderson Ernest, and then it switched to Siege.
No, I didn't call Anderson Ernest.
No?
No. I say he's the greatest wingman ever. He's not Ernest. CJ is Ernest. CG, whatever the fuck. Ernest.
So follow to find me at the Kate Wolf Twitter and Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm trying to get my TikTok life together.
Oh,
Kate
Love
TikTok.
Yeah.
Thank you, TikTok. Shane blocked me on there for a bit, but I think I'm on it. Yeah.
You're going to block him on OnlyFans, though, so it's payback, whatever. Motherfucker, that's how the game goes.
Shane's such a jerk.
Better watch your mouth, Anderson.
Of course. Listen, man. I'm kidding. I love Shane.
I call him Blocky McBlockerson.
That's cold, bro.
You would never disrespect your son like that.
That's fucking cold.
You would never curse him out like that.
If anyone wants a healing from me, a tarot card reading, non-dual Kabbalistic healing, my email is kwolf27.
If Stumpy McStomperson hears your nickname, he's definitely going to need a healing for sure. Vicious Slender.
Dude, this guy sounds awful. I bet he pulls the devil card. With a nickname like that. I said,
you expect me to say he's a real cunt, a cunt dickhole, cockhole, or something?
Oh,
he's a real cunt. Like,
I mean, like, yeah,
relax, get a person.
It expresses who he is a little clearer.
Yeah,
Hervey McHunterson.
Okay,
there we go.
We're getting somewhere. Listen,
We're getting, listen, that's a huge
improvement. I feel like they're getting worse.
Pervy McCunterson's hilarious.
Solid.
I get solid. It's all right. It's all right.
Okay. All right. Well, on that, we're going to have a lot of options of what I'm going to call this podcast, but...
that's the one.
What?
Pervy McCunterson.
Oh, my God.
That was right, Joe Santagato ain't on the podcast anymore. You lost all your young listeners. Fuck it. Let's go. Let's have fun.
Let's go.
One more. Let's fucking 12-year-old hater too. Thank God, yo. I hated that. Pretend to be generous to those stupid kids.
Well, those kids are now in like high school and college, so they can.
Yeah, they need to grow up. All right. Sometimes a person gets called Pervy McCunterson, and that's what that is.
Only if they do something awful, though, like walk too loud. They could be a real shitbag. They could be a real shitbag.
All right. Thanks for listening. I'm going to stop the recording, but you guys can stay on for a second.